You are now tuned in to your number one radio station.
Green Radio.
Hello, we are back on the Green Radio. Today I'm here with Lalo and we are going to talk about earthquakes. What are earthquakes? Earthquakes are sudden rolling or shaking events caused by movement on the Earth's surface. Earthquakes happen along cracks in the Earth's surface. They usually last less than 1 minute.
Firstly, they can be linked to explosive volcanic eruptions. They are in fact very common in areas of volcanic activity. Secondly, they can be triggered by tectonic activity, associated with plate margins and faults. The majority of earthquakes worldwide are of this type. The strength or magnitude of the shock waves determines the extent of the damage caused. The main scale is the Richter scale.
We know earthquakes cannot be predicted, but also scientists are working on it. We have one type of scientist called seismologist. Seismologists are earth scientists specialized in geophysics who study the genesis and the propagation of seismic waves. Their research aims at interpreting the geological composition and structures of the earth. In this case of earthquakes, seismologists evaluate the potential dangers and seek to minimize their impact.
There is no seismology without seismographs. Seismographs are the key tool of seismologists, since they make it possible to collect and to record the vibrations of the earth. Seismographs record on paper, analog records. Nowadays, digital instruments are preferred since they allow better definition of ground vibrations and make readings much more precise.
As we know, we have many types of earthquakes. We have mainly three types.
Yes, you are right. There are three types. The first is primary waves. They are high frequency, short wavelength, longitudinal waves which can pass through both solids and liquids. The ground is forced to move forwards and backwards. The second one are the S waves. They travel more slowly than big waves, and they are high frequency, short wavelength waves, but instead of being longitudinal, they are transverse. And the last one are the L waves, are low frequency transverse vibrations with a long wavelength. They are created close to epicenter and can only travel through the outer part of the crust. They are responsible for the majority of the building damage. Now we are going to a break and we will continue with some tips that we can do when there is an earthquake.
Spirit of Nando's. I am so sorry to interrupt your music. It is very rude of me. I know I hated it when my brother George used to come into my room when I was listening to tape cassettes of Los Escuelos Pericosos. I used to love this band. Bam, 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 get off my donkey. Anyway, I'm sorry for bother you. I just wanted to quickly tell you about Nando's. It is a very, very nice restaurant. And as well as fresh and succulent flame-grilled peri-peri chicken, we also have free music playing too. Much better than my old stuff. Because, bam, 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 that's the spirit of Nando's.
You are now tuned in to your number one radio station.
Hello, thank you for continuing here with us. Now, we are back in the Green Radio and we have great information of what you can do during an earthquake before and after. Also, we are going to tell you about today's earthquake record in the USA. So, let's begin. Okay, today we record the following earthquakes on the USA.
Today we had a 34 kilometers in the northwest of Hot Home, Nevada of 3.1 at the 6.4 kilometers of Howard, Nevada. The second today was a 49 kilometers in northwest of Park, Oklahoma of 2.9 Richter scale. And the first but not most important is 63 kilometers southwest of Atka in Alaska, UTC 3.845 kilometers. Now continue with Lalo.
Thank you for listening to the earthquake record. Now, we are going to talk about some tips you can use during an earthquake, after an earthquake, or before, in case you live in a state where is earthquake active.
What you have to do before an earthquake is identify safe places.
Secure items that could fall in case of an earthquake.
Store critical supplies, such as documents, water, food, medication, etc.
Also, you must plan how you will communicate with your family members or friends.
What to do during an earthquake? Stay where you are until the shaking stops.
If you're inside a building, do not run outside.
Hold on to any sturdy covering so you can move with it until the shaking stops.
People who use wheelchairs or other mobility devices should lock their wheels and remain seated until the shaking stops.
If you are in bed when you feel the shaking, stay there and cover your head and neck with a pillow.
If you are outside during the shaking, move away from buildings, streetlights, and utility wires.
Once in the open, drop, cover, and hold on. Stay there until the shaking stops. This may be not possible in a city, so you may need to duck inside a building to avoid falling debris.
If you are on your vehicle during the shaking, stop as quickly and safely as possible, and stay in the vehicle.
Avoid stopping near or under buildings, trees, overpasses, and utility wires.
Avoid any kind of roads, bridges, or ramps that the earthquake may have damaged.
What to do after an earthquake? When the shaking stops, look around. If there is a clear path to safety, leave the building and go to an open space away from damaged areas.
If you're trapped, do not move or kick up dust.
If you have a cell phone with you, use it to call or text for help.
Tap on a pipe or a wall or use a whistle, if you have one, so that the rescuers can locate you.
Listen to local officials and all preventions.
Thank you for listening to these tips. Remember that if you are in a state that is active in earthquakes, try to look for safe places and always be provided. Now, we're going to leave you with some music. Thanks for being here with us, and remember to listen to the next radio station.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now tuned in to your number one radio station. Radio.